Today, our next chart is what Kaufman titled A Comparison of Joseph and Jesus. And Kaufman came up with this chart, and he came up with 9 points. And I had never thought about any comparisons. I'd never even heard anybody mention anything about comparison of Joseph and Jesus. But fortunately, Kaufman was such a deep thinker, he just came up with these 9 points. And I'm thankful and surprised. And this also kind of gives us some insight into how much of a deep thinker that he actually was, and maybe outside the box thinking, because this is, you have to put this together yourself to be able to come up with this. You can't just read the text and get any of this. He put it all together to get all 9 of these. And so I would like to have known how long it took him to come up with this. But anyway, he died, I think, in the 90s, so we'll never know. But anyway, this first point, it is the brothers of Joseph were envious and hated him. Just so it was with Jesus, who was hated by his brethren. And then a passage he gives is Matthew 27:18. For envy they delivered Jesus to Pilate and to the Romans. So just as Joseph's brothers were envious of him, the Jews, or the hierarchy of the Jews, were envious of Jesus. Second point, both Joseph and Jesus were sold for silver. Now that one is probably the point that most people will pick up on, and probably the most commonly known. If anyone was asked what similarities are there between Joseph and Jesus, this is the one that would be most known. I think this second point, both sold for silver. The third point, the efforts of Joseph's brothers to destroy him actually elevated him. And the efforts of Satan to destroy Jesus made him the savior of all the world. So, Joseph's brothers were trying to destroy him, just eliminate him, get rid of him, but that elevated him to second in command of all of Egypt. And then Satan thought that by killing the Messiah physically, that that would get rid of him. But instead, he elevated to be the savior of all the world. The fourth point, Joseph found himself, in a sense, between two malefactors, the butler and the baker. So here he was amongst the butler and the baker that Kaufman refers to as the two malefactors. And Jesus was crucified between two thieves. So that's a comparison that I wouldn't have put together, but Kaufman did. The fifth point. One of those characters was forgiven and elevated. The other was not. So the butler was elevated and the baker was not elevated. He was killed. Okay, and now here is the comparison. Just so the two thieves with Jesus, one was forgiven, the other was not. The sixth point. Joseph, the beloved of the Father, was sent with a mission to his brothers. And Jesus was sent from the Father with a mission to the Jews. So, Joseph was sent by Jacob to go and check on his brothers, see how the flock is doing, see if the brothers, anyone's hurt, see how they're doing, if they're finding enough pasture, this and that. Just check on them and come back and give a report. And So, just in the same line of thinking, Jesus was sent from the Father with a mission to the Jews, to the main point, let them know that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and they need to start repenting and getting ready for God's kingdom, because it's coming. The seventh point. Joseph begged of the chief butler that he would remember him when restored to his honor. Okay. And in an interchange resembling this, but with marked differences, the forgiven thief requested that Jesus would remember him when he came into his kingdom. Okay. So this one is, he calls it an interchange. So this kind of flip-flopped. Joseph is the one begging the chief butler. But then how it's flipped, it's the thief on the cross is requesting of Jesus to remember him when he came into his kingdom. And unfortunately, we've already covered in the emotional roller coaster of Joseph's life that the butler did not remember Joseph, and so he stayed in prison for 2 more years. So he went back down into the depths of despair again. But this is also within interchange here in a flip-flop. Jesus did remember this thief and told him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." So he remembered and granted the request. The chief butler forgot all about the request. Otherwise, he would have done it if he had remembered, but his life got restored and he wanted to forget everything about prison. And so he forgot all about Joseph and didn't think to even mention until 2 years later, whenever the Pharaoh was having this dream. And then he remembered, hey, there's a young man in prison that knew, that interpreted my dream. And so that's how Joseph ended up getting out. But it was 2 years and he had to have his memory jogged. Okay, the eighth point. Joseph saved the whole Jewish nation from the famine and death by bringing them into the land of Egypt. And the Messiah saved the Jews by bringing them into his kingdom. So, Joseph saved the whole Jewish nation and all the progeny from being destroyed and being all killed off and dying off through the famine and the death by bringing them out of Canaan and into the land of Egypt. And just so the Messiah saved the Jews and potentially all of mankind that's obedient and brings them into his kingdom. Okay, the last and the ninth point. Like Jesus, Joseph was the innocent, betrayed one who forgave those guilty of seeking to take his life. So, both Joseph and Jesus were the innocent ones, and they were both betrayed by loved ones, their fellow brethren, and then they both forgave those who had betrayed them and who sought to take their lives. They both forgave them. So that was the similarity of Joseph and Jesus there. Are there any questions or comments on this?